Saskatchewan, once again, the federal government is moving forward with an increase in the carbon tax. Calculations indicate the carbon tax is 0.6% of the current inflation rate. Meanwhile, many of the carbon tax costs that impact farmers cannot be passed along the supply chain, negatively impacting grain farmers' bottom line, according to the Wheat Growers Association. The federal government has not had agriculture's best interest in mind. They have fought against Bill C-234 at every stage and are now raising the carbon tax a further 23%. Is it any wonder we are seeing record numbers of people using food banks and shockingly high grocery prices? Stated President Gunter Yochum. Prairie grain farmers are already amongst the most sustainable in the world, with a vastly reduced carbon footprint, the Wheat Growers Association says. Sadly, many farmers are already reeling from the impact of the carbon tax on their operations. Due to this poorly designed policy, prairie grain farmers are competing against other grain exporting nations who are exempt from a carbon tax, resulting in decreased market opportunities, the organization states in a press release. Canadian grain farmers are amongst the most sustainable in the world. All we ask is that our federal government not tie our hands as we compete in the world marketplace, said Treasurer Caitlin Kitson.